USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Demands for tougher gun laws are getting louder in the wake of the recent mass shootings in three different states that have taken 34 lives. The brother of one of those killed in Dayton, Jeffrey Fudge, says someone should be held accountable.
When a young kid is able to get his hands on his dad's high-powered rifle, then they need to hold people accountable. And that's my thing, because guns don't shoot guns. People shoot guns.
President Trump will be visiting Dayton and El Paso, and protesters are expected. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says people in her town are not happy with Trump's visit.
He's made this bet, he's got a lie in it, you know. His rhetoric has been painful for many in our community, and I think that people should stand up and say they're not happy if they're not happy that he's coming.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.